Amen. God bless you all. Again, thank you so much for being on this prayer line tonight. And certainly, prayer absolutely changes things. Praise God. You know, when I think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he has done, you have to praise him. We have to give God the praises. Amen. Glory, glory, glory to God. All right, our inspirational, I like to call it inspirational nugget, but it's just an inspirational word that we're going to give you. And I hope that when you're on this line that you bring your pad, your pen, you know, because you're not going to remember all of this. Jotting down the scripture is paramount. I can't stress it anymore that when we have to learn the word of God, and when you know it, when you know it, no one can take that away from you. When you know it, you can walk in victory. And amen, you can stand, as the scripture says, when you've done all the stand, keep on standing. But you got to know what to stand on. So therefore, I want to give you this inspirational word, inspirational nugget. And it's in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, the 2nd verse. Hallelujah. And it reads, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's our inspirational nugget for this evening, and I'll tell you, not only this evening, but throughout the rest of our lives, knowing that God has, you know, he has sent his son, and the son did a mighty, mighty work. He knew what it would take to help us to make this race, to run this race, to run it successfully. And he wasn't ashamed. He didn't worry about the shame, because he knew that you and I needed that cross, needed his shed blood, resurrection, and ascension into heaven. And now the scripture said he sat down on the right hand of God. So that's Hebrews 12:2, the inspirational nugget for this evening. Praise God. Okay, so this evening I am going to actually kind of give a part two. This is you all that were in service on Sunday. Sunday, the scripture, the theme was, Lord, make my heart your home. Well, tonight, the plea to God is, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. After you've made him just feel free within your heart. Now, Lord, now that you're there, I need you to open the eyes of my heart that I can see what it is that I need to know you better, to know you in the fullness. Praise God. So tonight is, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. And then you will find me in Ephesians, the 1st chapter, 13th through the 20th verse. Ephesians 13 to 20. Now, let's give you just a little bit of background. See, Paul has written this letter to the Ephesians. See, the Ephesians, they were a group of believers who were rich in their measurement in Jesus Christ. They loved the Lord. But yet they lived as beggars. They lived beneath their privilege because they were ignorant of the fact of who they are in Christ, in God, and ignorant to the point that they didn't know. They were walking as beggars, but yet they were sitting on a wealth. That wealth, knowing who you are in Christ. And that's why we're talking tonight. Open the eyes of my heart. Let me see. You got to know who you are in God and who he is. See, you can have, for example, you can have a refrigerator full of food, but you can still walk around and say, oh, I'm hungry. I don't have any food to eat. And I really don't know. I'm just dying from malnutrition and everything. But all you have to do is go to the refrigerator, open it up, and pull out the food. You can eat. Same thing is spiritually. When you know the treasures that God has for each and every one of us, all we have to do, take advantage of it. Apply the word of God. As we say, If you work the word will work for you. Somebody say amen to that. Amen, amen. So Paul is writing to them, just letting them know that God loves them, but listen, he has provided, where God says he provides all of our needs according to his riches, not our riches, according to his riches in glory. By whom? By Christ Jesus. So this is sort of what he is saying throughout the book of Ephesians. It's just a blessed book. It's just awesome. And when you begin to read, you only can read so much, and you begin to digest who God is, who Jesus is, and what he has made available as a result of his shed blood on Calvary for you and I and the entire world. Whosoever will, let them come. So here we are. Ephesians 1, 30, in whom you also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, you heard that word, and you believed, in whom also after that you believed, yes, and ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. He put a stamp of approval, and when you receive the word, you heard the word, you received the faith and the gift of Jesus Christ, and along with Jesus Christ comes benefits. And then he's saying, but that you are now sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14 says, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith, this is Paul saying, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, he says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. That is awesome. Praise God. He says, here's why. He says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. He's saying that your eyes, the eyes of your understanding, being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance is in the saints. See, God, through Jesus Christ, invested in us. He invested, Jesus invested his whole life. He died and actually, he gave up everything just for you and I. Praise God. But Paul had so much love for the people of God here, in this case, of the Ephesians. He said, but I don't stop praying for you. I don't stop mentioning you before the Lord. I don't stop presenting you before God the Father. Praise God. Verse 19 says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and then he set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. My God, this is awesome. It is awesome just knowing, thinking about every one of us. We pray for ourselves, but we're going to need somebody to pray. And see, Paul had such a love for the saints there with Ephesians. He says, I don't stop. I don't stop praying for you. I present your case. I present you before God, my Father. Praise God. Hallelujah. And what is so awesome about that, it is another part of Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 18th verse. He says, I pray in the Spirit. This is to the believer. This is what we need to do. Pray in the Spirit of God, in the anointing. Pray on all occasions. Not just sometimes, not when things are just kind of falling apart and they're just falling apart at the seams. You don't know, you don't know which way to go. You don't know which end is up. No, he says, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers. There's all kinds of prayers. We can come boldly before the throne of grace. He says all kinds of prayers and requests. He said, but with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all of the saints, for all of God's people. That is really important. There are times when we need others to help us to pray. Oh, I know I do. Hallelujah. When I got word yesterday that, hey, they've taken Michael to the ER and they've admitted him and he's in the ICU, I said, Lord, we got to pray. I said, I call for a few people, listen, need you to pray. Hallelujah. So he's saying pray on all occasions. Pray in the spirit, number one. Pray on all occasions. All kinds of prayers, all kinds of requests. The request was today, we need complete healing. Hallelujah. The request is even tonight. Many of us need complete healing in our mind, in our soul, in our body, in our spirit. We need a touch from God. You can say amen to that. See, prayer is not an open and closed activity, but it is ongoing. As another scripture says, man should always pray and not faint. All right, let me move on here. It mentioned in the scripture I read, it talked about the spirit of wisdom and knowledge. The spirit of wisdom and knowledge is truly a gift from God. The Bible tells us that if we don't have wisdom, we can just ask God. He will give it to us liberally. He's not going to hold back. Ask him. We have not because we ask not. Ask him. Say, God, give me wisdom. I need godly wisdom and direction. If we ask it, he will do it. As the same as saying, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. Let me see the treasures that you have invested in within me. Glory to God. We need to use it. Tap into the power that God has already in us. You know, but many of us don't know how to do that. We don't know. Number one, begin with prayer. Begin with praise. Begin thanking him. Thanking him for the gift of salvation. Thanking him for the gift that he has given us. He's given us these gifts in order that we can stand. We can make it even in this last and evil day. See, I'm on a prayer call early in the morning, usually every morning, Monday through Friday. Some mornings I may not be on there, but for most mornings I am, at 6 a.m. in the morning. And one of the first things we do is put on the whole armor of God. We repeat that. We say it out loud. Why? Because faith comes by hearing by the word. And knowing that I put the whole armor on, that God will bless me to be able to withstand the fiery darts in the evil one, knowing that we don't fight against flesh and blood, but we're fighting against rulers of the darkness of this world, principalities in high places. So the spirit of wisdom is important, and knowledge. See, it is the work of the Holy Spirit to help people understand God and who he is. And it is expressed through knowledge, through the revelation. Again, this is the work of the Holy Spirit. Through revelation, faith, love, hope, power, and worship that we get the wisdom, the knowledge of who God is. See, the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us into all truth. That's the word. He will not testify of himself, the scripture says, but the Holy Spirit will testify of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that we may know who Jesus is, that the Holy Spirit will open our eyes, that we can have a clear revelation of who Jesus is. And when we spend time with him, when we spend time in worship and praise, because see, God says, they that worship him, we have to worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. There's no such thing as worshiping him without the spirit of God, because that's his spirit. That is the Holy Spirit is what takes of God and shows it unto us. So the spirit of wisdom and revelation is in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. It's all about him. It's not about us at all. It's not about our church, not about our denomination. It's not about any of that, not about your title, but it's about Jesus Christ and him crucified. Say amen to that. And he, Jesus said himself, the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost is not going to talk about himself. Hallelujah. He is a personality. However, but he is going to testify and reveal Jesus, the Lord, Jesus, the Christ. See, we know Jesus in the pardon of our sins. Yes, we do. We've experienced his redemptive power of grace. Hallelujah. He's opened our eyes to receive him. So here are four ways to get wisdom. True wisdom comes from God. I told you that was a gift. It's a gift from God. And you can read more of that in Proverbs 2 and 6. See, you ask God for wisdom, James 1 and 5. God gives it liberally. I already told you about that. But desire wisdom with all of your heart. Proverbs says that in Proverbs 2, 3 to 5. Desire wisdom. If you desire wisdom, I'm going to tell you, it's even, as the scripture says, it's more valuable than our finest gems and stones and rubies. When we get wisdom, the scripture says, bind it around your neck, wrap it around you like a scarf. In other words, you're holding on to it for dear life because life is in the Word of God. Life is in the wisdom of God. It's just not plain any man's wisdom, but we're talking about wisdom, God's wisdom, who would lead and guide us into all truth. Amen, somebody. And not only that, here's another way that we get wisdom. We study and learn God's word and read about that in Psalm 19 and 7. Praise God. I got to move on. The time is moving from me. Paul prayed that the eyes of your heart be enlightened. Oh, yes, he did. Hallelujah. He prayed for them. He prayed for the Ephesians earnestly. He didn't want to see them. Their heart was good, but they didn't realize what they had. They went around as if they didn't have anything and not realizing they were sitting on a wealth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me read a little bit of footnotes here. And it just quickly says, a lack of awareness about what's available to those in the family of God, similarly, causes people to miss out. You miss out. You're just living without. So Paul wanted the Ephesians to be aware of their privileges, aware of their inheritance. We have an inheritance in Jesus. Someone to say that. Say that. I have an inheritance in Jesus. Glory to God. And so forth. Knowing who their daddy is has staggering implication. Paul wanted that for them. They didn't know that God, their father, he will supply all their needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And then many Christians are living spiritually poor lives. I'm going to say it again. Many Christians are living spiritually poor lives while sitting on a pile of spiritual wealth. While God holds most of your spiritual inheritance for eternity, but he will give you what you need right now to fulfill his purpose for you. Isn't that blessed? Hallelujah. That's awesome. So God already knows what we need. And he's sitting right there holding that. We just need to seek him for it, believe him for it. Begin to decree and declare the promises of God. The word of God is full of promises. You know what I do sometimes? I write them down. I write some of those promises down. And then I go back and read it and say it out loud. Yes, he promised. He promised this and he promised me that. He promised that I not only have eternal life, but he promised that we can have life abundantly. See, Jesus came that we may have life and that we may have life more abundantly. So we can have abundant life here. We can have victorious lives here. We can live courageously right here on earth. We don't have to run around with a load of despair and just feeling that I'm downhearted. I don't have hope. We do have hope because we have hope in Jesus Christ. We always have hope in him. So What are the riches? And this scripture also is a whole lot in here, but I can't go through it. Don't have the time tonight. But if, just touch on a few. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance that God has for his people? The riches of the glory of God are seen most vividly in the death and resurrection of Jesus for sinners. And the riches of the glory of God are experienced most fully when Jesus dwells in our hearts through faith. You can read more about that in Ephesians 3, 16 through 17. Talking about the riches of his glory of God. When Jesus died, before he died, he says that I will rise again on the third day. The power of God, the Bible says that same power that quickened and raised Jesus Christ from the dead, think about this, is the same power, hallelujah, is going to quicken or give life to our very mortal bodies. Let that sink in. We're talking about just a little bit here, but that's awesome. The riches of his glory of inheritance that he has for the people of God. See, Paul prayed out of God's glorious riches that he may strengthen the saints. He asked them to strengthen them with power through his spirit in the inner man. Paul's, that's why we need people to pray. People know how to get a prayer through. But yet, that's all good. But you want to be able to get a prayer through for yourself. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes things happen so that you don't have time to call people. Can you pray? Can you do this? And can you do that? And they ask a question, this and that and the other. Rightfully so. But we ought to be able to call him up. As a song would say, call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up no matter what time of night or day or whatever. Praying, also praying in season, out of season. Praying at all times, as the scripture says, on all occasion. Hallelujah. Praying for all saints, all kinds of prayers, all kinds of requests and supplication. The scripture says, with thanksgiving. Now, see, insomuch as you are rooted and established in God's love, so that you have power together with all the Lord's holy people to understand, hallelujah, how long, understand how high, understand how deep is the love of Christ, hallelujah, praise God, and to know his love, the love that surpasses knowledge, that you and I and all the people of God may be filled to the measure, listen to this, of all of the fullness of God. I can't even hardly comprehend that. He's saying he prayed that we will understand and have the fullness of God. You can't hardly even comprehend. That's just so heavy. That's heavy. But he's saying we can know him in all of his fullness. That's awesome. That is awesome right there. Glory to God. Lord, open the eyes of my heart that I can see, I can understand, I can comprehend. And that is done through the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. See, eternal life with God is in heaven. But the heavenly rewards that God has in store for his saints, he's saying that, the eternal life part of it, the heavenly part of it. He says, you know, I'm going away to prepare a place, and he says, prepare a place for us. And he says, if I go, I'll come again, and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am there, you and I, we can be there also. We always hear that at funerals, but yet and still, that is a promise. That's an eternal inheritance. Glory to God. And he goes on to say in other parts of the scripture that I have not seen it, nor the ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man. Think about this. Don't miss it. The things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, my God. This is heavy tonight. I wish we had time to really explore and go into this even the more. But we can pray tonight. God, open the eyes of my heart. Help me to see the wealth that you have invested in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can be spiritual giants for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says, I prepared for this, for those who love me and keep my sayings. All right, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you. We glorify you. And we thank you. Glory to God. We thank you for your word tonight. Your word was indeed rich. It was rich, hallelujah, just reading your word, letting us know what you have invested in us, letting each one of us know that we have an inheritance. We have a heavenly inheritance, but you also have blessed us that we also have a spiritual, earthly inheritance. Father, we praise you that you never leave us, you never forsake us, and that you are with us always, even to the end of the world. Father, we just praise you. We thank you because this is the day that you've made, and you caused us to rejoice. You caused us to be fulfilled. You caused us to live. Hallelujah. You caused us to be able to go about our daily chores, and God, you kept your angels and kept round about us. We're just going to praise you tonight. Hallelujah, because you're just that good. We just thank you, God. You are an awesome God. Father, help us. Bring it, put it in our hearts where we can hunger and we thirst after righteousness, that we thirst for more of you. That's what Paul was saying, Father, that Lord, that he prayed for the saints. He prayed for them that they will see their inheritance. They will see their wealth that you have already given to us. We thank you tonight, God, for the gift of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you, Lord, for your peace that you're given each and every one of us, God, that kind of peace that surpasses all understanding, that kind of peace that keeps our hearts, keeps our minds through Jesus Christ. Father, we love you. Father, we need to express our love even more, God. Hallelujah. Love you, God, when we wake up in the morning. Love you, God, when we lay down at night. God, we thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for the gift that Jesus said that if I don't return to my Father, then the Holy Spirit won't come up. But he has returned and you have left this gift that comforts us, that comforts us and keep us in the midst of life's challenges. Father, I pray, God, on behalf of every person that's represented on this prayer line tonight, I pray, God, even for their homes, their families that are represented here tonight. You know us, God. You know us name by name, one by one. You know us individually. You know us collectively. God, you know, God. You said where there are two or three touching and agreeing in my name that you would be in the midst to bless the needy one, God. We thank you that we are touching by faith tonight. We thank you, Lord, because we're looking to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help tonight, God, it comes from you, God. Glory. For that we say thank you, Jesus. For that we give your name the praise. Father, we praise you, God, because there's nobody like you. There's no one else that could be compared, God. There's no other name that's given among men whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus. We thank you. We count it a privilege to be able to call on the name of Jesus. Everyone on this line that need healing tonight, heal, God. Stretch forth your hand. Send your word and heal, God. For we know that by your stripes we are healed. By your stripes we were healed. So we accept, Lord, your redemptive work. Thank you, God, for loving us, God. For loving us, and being patient with us, having given us long suffering, allowing us, God, to come boldly before your throne, that we might find help, that we might find the grace that we need in the time of trouble. We bless you, God, because you are our refuge, you are our strength, you are our present help in the time of trouble. Everyone on this line, you know them name by name. touch, God, and heal, renew, God, restore, restore minds, restore, God, that spirit, God, lift up the hung down head, God, you are a lifter of our heads, God, you are a restorer, God, put the joy of the Lord in our hearts, God, for the joy of the Lord is indeed our strength tonight. Amen, somebody. Glory to your name. And Father, I want to thank you again for bringing Michael through this surgery. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I pray, God, we pray tonight that you will give him complete healing, complete wholeness, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we decree, we declare those that you already selected. You know the people that you have given to take care of them. Let there be a team, God, and allow them to be have your favor, given the favor of God, Lord God, through the people that will take care of him, through the doctors, God, in the name of Jesus. See, God, not only him, Father, but God, remember First Lady Francine Robinson. She's been through a lot, God, but you are a restorer. You are a healer. We heard the report of the doctors, but God, we choose to believe your report in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you touch Sister Mary Bolden, strengthen her, Lord, as she's been through surgery yesterday and today. Oh, my God, we know that you are able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we could ask or even think. Strengthen her, healing, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring her out, God, even stronger than she was before. Encourage her heart. Allow the angels of the Lord encamp around that hospital room and that hospital bed, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray we lift up my sister Denise Sally and strengthen her. We come against the sinus pressure, the sinus infection, the sinus headaches, in the name of Jesus. God, you're able to make her whole. Oh, God, fill her with your anointing. Fill her with your power. New strength, renewed strength in you, God, in the name of Jesus. All of those on the line, God, strengthen, Lord. Even when we get ready to hang up, God, that you will strengthen, God, encourage, God. You know them, every single one, oh, God. Renew strength, healing, touch that pain, touch that body. Oh, God, deliver and set free by your word. Hallelujah. We bless you at all times. Thank you for all of those that are on the line tonight. We pray one for the other. We pray for our leaders. We pray for our country. We pray for our children. You will keep them safe, God, no matter what the threats is, are, God, that there are no weapons that's formed against us. We'll be able to prosper, God. We speak life, oh, God. We speak deliverance. We speak your protection. We speak your guidance. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. We thank you tonight, and we will bless you at all times. Your praise shall continually be in our mouth. So we bless you, Lord God. We bless you also, God, for Sister Kathy Graves. God, how what you have done in her life, how you have encouraged her through the saints right here, right straight through our saints, that you have encouraged her. We thank you, Lord, that you would encourage her, lead her into the job that is supposed to be hers, that she will have a permanent place to live, God. We thank it. We take it by faith. We believe it. We receive it in Jesus' name. And we bless you, Lord. We thank you, God, and we give your name the praise and all the glory and all the honor. It indeed belongs to you. And for that, God, we say thank you, Lord. We praise you. We glorify your name.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I've opened the line because I just want us to pray. Come, let's hear the name. Let's hear the praises together. Let's mingle our voices together and give God the praise. Hallelujah. God, we praise you tonight. Hallelujah. We glory. We thank you for the answer. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you for victory. We thank you for salvation. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your word tonight. We bless you, God. And we thank you. We're looking to you, God. You're the author and you're the finisher of our faith. So we praise you and we glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Praise God. Well, we're over our time tonight, but yet we're still on time because God had purpose. He had a word for us tonight, and we receive it. So I thank you again, everyone who's on this Dream Team prayer line. May you be blessed. May tonight be a blessing, even as you rest, that the angels of the Lord encamp around about you, and that you pray that prayer continuously. Lord, open the eyes of my heart. Praise God. I love you. Pastor loves you. Yes. Keep us in your prayers and be blessed of the Lord. Good night and God bless you.
Good night.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.